If you saw something in your sleep, you'd say that's what I
dreamed.
But I can't always remember what I
dreamed.
I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you'd say that was
rude.
Mm-hmm. And if you were doing this, you'd call that. You'd say I was
nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Happy.
Would you say you were hitting the floor, or what would you call
it? Stomping on the floor.
Mm-hmm. After a party, you might say to a girl, "Can I you home?
Take you home."
If you have a car, you might say, "Can I
drive you home?"
If you want to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and
pull it up to the stern.
If your car is stuck in the mud or snow, you might ask somebody to get behind you and give you
a shove.
Uh-huh. And if you might also say, "Somebody, give me a
push."
If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of carrying it, you might say, "I
dragged it."
Uh-huh. Or would you ever say, "I lugged it"?
Yeah, I lugged it around.
Mm-hmm. You might tell a child, "That stove is pretty hot, so don't
touch it."
If you need a hammer, you might say to me,
"Could I please have a hammer?"
Mm-hmm. And if maybe you're working and I'm standing around, and you might say,
"Okay, can we?"
You might say, "Hey, would you say get me a hammer or bring me a hammer?"
Something bring like me a hammer, please. Okay.
What kinds of outdoor games would you play?
Tennis. Not chase, skateboard, motorcycle riding, I guess kickball, baseball, soccer, roller skates, and all that. So,
If you throw a ball, you might ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw the ball and he
caught it.
I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught him.
You might say, "Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
call you, huh?"
Mm-hmm. Or, "I won't leave,
I'll stay."
If you want to catch a bus, you might have to go to a bus stop and
wait for it.
If you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, "Please, me, another.
Please give me another chance."
If somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody, you say, "He seems to be in a good
mood."
And if somebody has a good sense of if they, you know, maybe they like to tell jokes a lot.
Sense of humor.
You might say, "There's that, so if you have a hired man who keeps loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him. And you say to a friend of yours, "I think I'll get
another yard man."
If maybe you're a boss, you might have to, you had an employee that didn't work too well, you might have to